A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into the pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice a splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove the splinter from your eye," when you cannot even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person, out of the store of goodness in his heart, produces good. But an evil person, out of the store of evil, produces evil. For the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord.
So you've been on a journey toward confirmation. What have some of you been doing in preparing for confirmation? Thank you.
Give up something for Lent.
Gonna give up something for Lent. Okay. What kind of things might we give up for Lent?
Sweets.
Okay. First I thought you said weed, but anyway, yeah, so welcome to 2019. Okay. I'm just joking, no problem. What else are you doing to, have you been doing as you prepare for confirmation? You gone to some classes to learn some things? You gone on
retreats?
Gone on retreat. What did you do on the retreat?
We talked about topics and we strengthened our faith.
Okay. Was it a positive experience? And
yeah.
So you talked about topics and it strengthened your faith. Okay. One of the gifts of retreats is that it's away, whether it's just a one day or 2 days, gets us away from a whole lot of things. Some people would say giving up the cell phone while you're eating at family meals could be a good thing. Or if you're on a date, you know, to not be on the cell phone while you're there with this person that you got all ready to go out with, you know. A friend of mine who likes to go to Disneyland texted the other day and said, well, I guess we might have to give up Disneyland during Lent. And someone responded, well, maybe in a positive way, you need to double your time at Disneyland so that you can be bringing more joy to the world. And someone else on the tweet said, oh, that's a great idea. So Lent is about doing something that our hearts can be moved closer to God. For some people, that means giving up something. And for other people, it's a matter of doing something. Maybe sitting longer, taking your younger brother or sister to the park or go to their game or their recital. Maybe you don't want to go to their recital, but you're going to go to their recital because you want to support them. Sometimes Lent is about doing that extra thing in your life that you've always wanted to do, maybe clean up your room, or maybe read the Bible, or come to Mass more often. It could be those positive things too. So Lent is that moment, that 40 days plus, in which we journey with Jesus, and we try to do something that will let other people know that we believe in Jesus Christ. That'll be a part of your confirmation process, but did you do some service yet? Or is that before you? Service projects? Not yet. In the days ahead. Okay. Very good. Well, when I look at these gospel and the scripture readings today, one of the things that came to my mind is this conversation that both the first reading and the gospel are having about good and evil. What is good and what is evil? And does one of the images that Jesus gives us is if a person is blind and you're going to follow them, is that not meaning that you're going to fall into a pit? He gives us one of those examples. He gives us the example that if I'm telling you, you have a problem, but I have a big plank in my own eye, I need to take care of myself and make sure I'm in right relationship with God before I judge or condemn you. It really is about Jesus saying that we are all created good and that he wants to affirm us because we are good and holy and children of God. And sometimes we get lost in that language and that parable language, and we get into this place of these people are good and these people are bad. These people have come to God and these people have rejected God. These people are different from me because they have hair and I don't have hair. These people are okay because they speak my language and these people aren't because they speak another language. These people are bad because they go to another church and you go to the church I too. And sometimes that language can lead us to a thinking like that. And we clearly hear that every day now. It comes up in our tweets and our Facebook pages, all over the media, about someone or people saying, those people are bad and we are good. And Jesus invites us into that conversation to say no. That not only did God create the world good according to the Bible in the book of Genesis, that all Jesus and God, the Creator, saw at that time was good, but he also made you and I children of God, images of God. And one of the gifts of confirmation as you move in that toward that sacrament, and for any of us who have received confirmation in the past, it is an opportunity to rethink and say, what do I say in my heart? How do I live out this gospel of Jesus Christ? Someone took you to baptism when you were a baby, and they did it because they loved you. And they did it just like they gave you good food, and they took care of all your other needs because they loved you. And part of that love was faith. They said their belief in Jesus, their belief in church was important to them. But this is now an opportunity for you. With all of your wonderful brains, all of your wonderful experiences in your heart, your relationships with family and friends and parents, all of those things are now before you saying, do you believe in this Jesus? Do you believe in this Bible that tells us the story of God and God's people? Do you believe that God loves you completely? And the gospel today says, can you and I believe that God sees us as good? I'm in the decision-making process of my life on what diet I'm going to take. There's a few pounds here that needs to go someplace else. And as I've kind of researched the different plans, it's like one has this good idea and this has another good idea. This one has some interesting, but I don't know why. But as I make those decisions, the core piece of it is, what do I need to do that will make me be a better person? And if there's some weight that needs to get lost, what will get me to that point? And part of that is making decisions about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that chocolate looks really good. And that double piece of chocolate cake looks even better. But I promised myself that I was going to stay on this little diet thing. And I have to make that decision. It's not a good and evil decision. It is, how am I going to do good? What is the best thing for me to move forward? The gospel is calling us to that kind of a decision. It's a decision that says that we begin with the assumption. Jesus begins with the assumption that we are good and holy people. This morning when I preached at Juvenile Hall, so many people assume that those young people in front of me, we should assume that they're bad and evil. And that's just contrary to the gospel. We begin with Jesus' assumption that we are good and holy and beloved people. We might make some bad decisions that might get us incarcerated in juvenile hall or jail. But tonight, Jesus is asking you and I, can we make the good decision? Can we accept the fact that you and I, in God's eyes, are good? And then how is that going to transform what I say and what I do? And so for Lent, the real decision is if it helps me to give up breads or things like that that might not only lose my weight but might make me focus on some good, that might be a good thing. And if giving up candy is a good thing for you, that could be a good thing. Many of you are going to be asked as a Christian Catholic to give up meat on Friday. I've been a vegetarian for 26 years. Giving up meat on Friday is no big deal for me. So I can say, I've already done Lent completely. No, no, no. God says back to me, no, what are you going to do, Chris, at this time in your life, as a vegetarian, in this time, in this part of the world, with everything going on, what am I going to do during Lent that others will know and I will know that I'm following Jesus Christ? It could be a gentleness with how I speak to someone. It could be, once again, giving up time to spend with your parents when you'd rather be with your friends, but you're going to be with them, and you're not just going to be with them, but you're going to participate with them. Or parents, it might be a time where you see, how can I be more connected to this wonderful young person of mine that is in a maybe a different place than I would want to be, but they're there and that's who they are. Confirmation at this time in your life is an opportunity to say, God, I know you love me, and I say yes back. And I know that you'll always forgive me, and I will try better. And you know, God, that I try hard to be good. And God says, I'm always there to support you and lift you up. So tonight, as you have brought in your commitments and the papers will be brought forward, may you take this moment to know that that represents your promise in response to God's promise. May it be a reminder to all of us who have been confirmed that each day we need to daily say, Jesus, you are my Lord and my Savior. You are the center of my life. And Jesus says to us, if we listen, you are mine. I love you. I created you in the image and likeness. I will always be there for you. I will always welcome you back. Confirmation is that wonderful time. Sometimes we want to get through it really quick because we need to go to something else, so we want to forget about it. One of the gifts of confirmation process is it slows us down, reflect, read the scriptures, go on retreats, do some kindness toward others, get to know the church a little bit as a young adult person, and then to say, yes, this is where I want to be. These are my people. I am a child of God. So as we continue with this prayer and service tonight, may you know that that is true, that you are good and loved. And the confirmation is an opportunity for you to say in front of everyone and for us to respond to your statement that God loves you. And I know that he loves me.